Cumulus Station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton took questions on national security last night at a commander-in-chief forum.
I think under the leadership of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the generals have been reduced to rubble.
Donald Trump at Wednesday's commander-in-chief forum hosted by NBC News, slamming his rival and President Obama while also praising Russia's president.
I think I would have a very, very good relationship with Putin.
On the topic of ISIS, Hillary Clinton spoke of using air power and regional alliances to defeat the group.
We have to defeat ISIS. That is my highest counterterrorism goal.
Her answer somewhat rushed, partly because much of her time she faced questions on her emails.
I did exactly what I should have done, and I take it very seriously.
I'm Reid Binion.
During his news conference in Laos this morning, a reporter asked President Obama if he wanted to defend his legacy against Donald Trump's comments last night.
Do I care to defend? Okay. Respond. Got it. As far as Mr. Trump, I think I've already offered my opinion. I don't think the guy's qualified to be president of the United States. And every time he speaks, that opinion is confirmed.
Mr. Obama's on the last day of his last trip to Asia as president. Metro's SafeTrack program may not be as effective as it could be, according to federal inspector reports obtained by the Washington Post. Federal Transit Administration officials questioned the effectiveness of the first three SafeTrack surges, pointing out possible safety problems that are being missed. In one of those reports, an FTA inspector found loose rail fasteners in a SafeTrack area. Well, Metro has yet another tough task ahead, figuring out when the system will open and close once SafeTrack is complete. The Metro board starts looking at some options at a meeting today.
Everybody agrees Metro needs more maintenance time, but how they get it is up for debate.
What can happen is the status quo. You see the end result. We're going to have to make changes. The question is where.
Metro's board chair, Jack Evans, disagrees with general manager Paul Wiedefeld. Evans wants the system to keep late-night service Friday and Saturday nights.
If we're going to stay up until 3 in the morning, then when are we going to close that we now don't close? Do you close on Sunday and don't open till noon?
But he's not worried about permanently turning away even more riders from Metro.
When we get it working again, I believe the ridership will return.
The public can comment next month with the final plan up for a vote in December. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is heading to Israel.
In an effort to get cybersecurity companies to open businesses in Maryland, Governor Hogan will take a 7-day trip to Israel, including stops in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, according to the Baltimore Sun. He may also be meeting up with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Hogan won't be going alone, though. He'll be traveling with close to 36 business leaders and state officials. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A D.C. attorney is in line to become the first American Muslim to serve as a federal judge. President Obama has nominated Abid Riaz Qureshi to serve on the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. Accident investigators are objecting to the way they're portrayed in a new movie based on the story of Captain Sully Sullenberger and the Miracle on the Hudson. NTSB investigators say the movie Sully unfairly makes them look like prosecutors out to fault Sullenberger despite his heroism. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,526, the Nasdaq at 5,284. Sports: Steven Strasburg leaves in the third inning with another injury as the Nats go on to beat the Braves. The O's lose to the Rays. WNBA, the Mystics score the most points in franchise history to beat Chicago. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You listen here, you are on the cutting edge of societal evolution.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Which means you will know what's important before what's important becomes important.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh, yes!
Where Washington comes to talk.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 $100 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and my friend Frank Prindle guarantees to sell your home on time and for top dollar, or he will buy it. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to ITrustFrank.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In through the district, big tie-ups to get onto the freeway, but the better news is the crash on the Case Bridge before you get to the 14th Street Bridge cleared. DDOT giving us the all open through that stretch, but boy, 295, a continuous backup northbound from the Beltway. Inbound Suitland Parkway in the backups near Route 5 Branch Avenue. They were trying to clear that crash to the shoulder. Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Parkway southbound, south of 198. The crash had been moved out of the travel lanes at last check, but I'm still watching delays growing. So from time to time, they might need to block a lane to get a vehicle or two hooked up to the tow truck. Columbia, Maryland, southbound 2932 for the crash. Have a mess in Virginia, 29. You've heard me talk about this most of the rush hour. Closed. It remains closed just off of 66. Northbound 29, Lee Highway being detoured onto Macon Road. Pedestrian accident. Southbound open. Now for 29, not only coming off of 66, but 29 from near Pleasant Valley Road just at a crawl. So plan for the extra time or the detour. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures staying hot and above 90 degrees as we'll continue to see the numbers soar into the upper 90s today. 100's the record. The park it at 97. A stray shower, maybe a thunder shower. Clouds and clear sky tonight. Warm, humid, 78. Tomorrow afternoon, showers and thunderstorms, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Dumfries, 73 and only 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Remax. A kidnapped woman phones her husband from the trunk of her car just hours before she's found dead. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL when Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, going to be joined by Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor still on vacation, and we are joined by Sherilyn Labone, who is filling in for Larry Labone. Sorry, and she's here to talk, help us through the morning. Good morning to you, Sherilyn.
Good morning.
RNC official. She worked up on Capitol Hill. You see her on TV all the time. We're going to talk some sports right now. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. It. Some of it good, some of it bad, some of it very sad, actually. And some of it will make you want to stand up and go to a soccer game, I guarantee you. Let me start off with what is sort of the sad news. Last night's Nationals game, Steven Strasburg is on the mound. He's been on the coming through some rehabilitation for a sore elbow. First start of the game, goes out on the mound. He throws about 24 pitches, or I think 42 pitches. And in the third inning, you can tell something's wrong. There's a look of pain on his face. He tries to throw one more ball. It sort of goes not in the direction that he intended for it to go. Had no control over that ball. And he walked off the mound. He had his face in his glove. And it looks as if he's got a problem with his elbow again. And there's going to be an MRI. And we're hoping for a great outcome here because we really love Steven Strasburg and what he means to this Nationals team. But it was certainly not a great moment for Steven Strasburg, and we're all putting in a good thought for Steven this morning. So that's sort of the sad news. Major League Baseball news, and this just crossed the wires a few moments ago. It appears that Tim Tebow is going to sign a minor league contract with the New York Mets. Yeah. New York Mets are going to sign Tim Tebow to a minor league contract, and now MLB source tells ESPN on Thursday. The Mets made the decision to sign Tim Tebow on Wednesday, a source said. General manager Sandy Alderson met with team co-owner Jeff Wilpon, who signed off on Alderson's suggestion that they get a deal done. Tebow, now 29, worked out for 46 scouts representing 28 teams last weekend in Los Angeles, and it appears the Mets have bitten.
Yeah, good for him.
They're going to send him to the minors and see if he can make it to the big show.
Good for
him. So there you go. There's that kind of thing. Now, my favorite story of the day, sports story. has to do, Cheryl Lynn, with the Washington Spirit, the women's soccer team here in the area. They're doing quite well, by the way.
They won
last night's game over the Seattle Reign 2-1. But that's not what we want to talk about. We want to talk about what happened before the game. Because there was a player for the Seattle Reign by the name of Megan Rapinoe, who on Sunday in a game against Chicago had done the Colin Kaepernick thing. During the playing of the national anthem, she took a knee. And she then later was asked about it, and she said, well, I'm a gay American. I don't think America represents me, and I want to see gay Americans treated the way everybody else is treated. And she gives, you know, that kind of stuff.
So now the
next game is here in Washington against the Spirit, and team owner Bill Lynch was having none of this. Now, Bill Lynch is a veteran. And he did not want to have this protest take place in front of his fans. So you know what he did? They played the national anthem before they had to let the players come on the field.
That's right.
That's right. He changed it up so the national anthem was for the fans, and then they brought out the team, and she didn't get to do her little protest thing, and she's upset about it. But Bill Lynch, a great American, a man I stand and salute today, said, you know, I didn't want to subject our fans and friends to the disrespect such an act would represent.
Right.
So he came up with a way to undo the Colin Kaepernick thing.
He came up with a workaround. That's what he did. That's exactly what he did, right?
Yeah.
He said, no, I don't want to have any of this foolishness, so let me come up with a creative way of diffusing the situation. That's exactly what he did.
And by the way, Team USA hockey coach says that if any player sits during the national anthem on his team, he'll bench them.
He'll bench them.
This is John Toratella.
That's right.
Who's been behind the bench as head coach of Team USA during the World Cup of Hockey, which is scheduled for later this month. He says he's already made it known that he's not going to tolerate any national anthem protests from his players during the tournament. If any of my players sit on the bench for the national anthem, they will sit there the rest of the game.
I think it's great. Preempt all of that so you can just diffuse the situation and not have any foolishness.
Yeah. So I love this. I like the fact that Bill Lynch did this. Apparently, as a veteran, he cares very deeply about what the flag represents.
I admire him for that.
I think I'm going to go to a game just to support Bill Lynch and this decision.
I think that was a very smart move.
Very smart move. Okay. Other sports news. We got a ton of sports news.
We do.
Here. Ryan Lochte has been suspended for 10 months by the USOC, the Organizing Committee, and the USA Swimming Organization. They have suspended him for 10 months and banned him from the 2017 World Swimming Championship, according to Christine Brennan of USA Today. In addition, it's not over yet. That's just Lochte.
Right.
The Organizing Committee expected to hand down punishments to the three other swimmers for their behaviors and their actions at the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, which they allegedly vandalized a gas station bathroom. Lochte is expected to get a longer punishment and sanction than the other swimmers.
Right.
But they have taken action against Lochte, and Lochte has to sit out for 10 months.
Right, and we don't know what will happen to his teammates.
What do you think about that? You think
I think it was the right move for them to do that, to suspend him. His behavior was not appropriate,
I can tell you right now that my broadcasting partner and friend Larry O'Connor would be outraged at this.
Yeah.
If Larry were here, he'd be talking about how, you know, Lochte was not the bad actor here. It was the Brazilian officials who were the bad actors here. And I'm trying to be fair because I know that he would want to say that if he were here. But the fact of the matter is, there was this matter of the vandalization of the gas station. It was not what it was initially said to be, but it did take place, and there was apparently some misrepresentation of the facts.
Some poor behavior, and here's the other thing. Whether these athletes like to admit it, they are role models, and they might be reluctant role models, but they are, and as such, they need to act accordingly.
Yeah, and that's why this thing with the protest bothers me,
right?
Because they are role models, and I understand they have a First Amendment right to protest and to not stand during the national anthem.
Yeah, but the First Amendment rights, Brian, seem to trump everything else. That seems to be the trend. Everybody wants to be able to express their opinion, and that's supposed to be more important than often just behaving appropriately.
They're entitled to do it, and I would never, ever want to challenge their right to do it. I don't agree with it. I don't think it's the right procedure. And I want to point out it's deeply offensive to the people who fought and died for this country in order that they can have their First Amendment
rights. Although it's still their right to do it, the behavior ends up sometimes being just inappropriate or offensive.
All right, thank you. It's 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 out of Urbana, most of the way onto the lane divide. Heavy stop and go. Earlier crash near Route 80. That's been cleared through Columbia, Maryland South on 29, trying to recover past the earlier accident near 32. Each direction on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, hung up between 198 and 197. Had the southbound crash. Still a bit of activity to check out. We are just jammed getting in through town. The crash had been on the westbound freeway before the 14th Street Bridge. Gone, but major residual delays. We're heavy on the inbound Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Heavy through Arlington to get onto those bridges. Also, the George Washington Parkway south of 123. Everyone's just back at work. We have a lot of volume trying to push there. On the Great Falls area, unfortunately, we have a crash that had been closing the Georgetown Pike at Lee Mill Road between Walker Road and Old Dominion Drive, and in Centerville, still shut down as 29, just as you come off of 66, northbound 29 Lee Highway being detoured onto Macon Road, a pedestrian accident, southbound 29 open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A stray shower or thunderstorm might be possible today, but a high of about 97 degrees. Pretty warm tonight. Warm and humid, they say, down around 78 degrees. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers, 94. And then on Saturday, a pretty hot day, mostly sunny, 98 or so. And on Sunday, it's going to be a bit cooler, partly cloudy, temperatures in the mid-80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. It's 8:17 on WMAL. Time for Critter News here on WMAL. Sherilyn, we always have to say it's required that we say that is a certified fan favorite of listeners here on WMAL. And we've got a special expanded. Now, this is not just your average Critter News. This is an expanded Critter News. First, let me tell you the story. There's an arthritic elephant at the National Zoo. And the elephant there is not very, his name is Shanti, and he's had some problems with his feet. You know, you can't just go down to the store and get some inserts for your shoes when you're an elephant because you don't have any
shoes. Dr. Scholl's.
That's right. It doesn't quite work. He has arthritic feet and some problem with the toenails on his feet. And if an elephant has bad, that's not a happy elephant. You know, and you want your elephants to be happy, right? So the National Zoo is thinking, well, what are we going to do here? We need to do something to help this poor elephant along because we want Shanti to be happy, right? I got the name wrong. Tiva is the name of the elephant. All right, so Tiva is the name of one of the people who built it. Shanti is the name of the elephant. Joining us on the line right now, let's not wait any longer, is Joe Stern, who is with Cobbler's Bench Shoe Repair Stores in the Washington, D.C. area. And he was one of the people who helped develop the shoe for Shanti the elephant. Good morning to you, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Brian and Cheryl. How are you today?
We're really happy to have you. And so tell me how in the world it is that you you were able to got into this project in the first place, and how does one go about making a shoe for an elephant?
Well, we were contacted by the zoo. We do some work for some of the staff there for people's shoes, and we got a phone call saying, hey, we have an elephant that needs a pair of shoes. Is this a project that you'd want to go ahead and take on? And I went down to the zoo and met with the folks down there and decided that, it's probably something that we could put together. And, it took us about a month and a half to do, but we were able to put a pair of shoes together for her.
So, Joe, here's my question. I know that when you're designing shoes, the weight of the person, or in this case, the elephant, would kind of, have some influence on how you made it. How much does Shanti weigh, and did you have to take that into consideration when you were designing the shoe?
Well, I know she weighs a lot. Really couldn't tell you exactly. But the materials that we ended up using for our pair of shoes, which is a different set than the Tevas, which are in the article,
right.
We used what we call an orthopedic crepe because I wanted to try and keep the shoes as light as possible, but we needed to go ahead and make them waterproof. And so we used about an inch and a half in three layers of this orthopedic crepe, which is really, really durable, and it's not susceptible to crushing.
Obviously.
And so by laminating the three layers together, we were able to kind of put the straps on and so that it could hold onto her ankles and support her weight while being able to have the medication work and have her toenails get better.
Her toenails were part of the problem as well. Not only were her feet arthritic, but her toenails were cracking and it was causing her some pain, correct?
Correct. And when we, the zoo had originally taken the casts of both of her front feet, and one of her toenails was probably about 3 inches further out than what a normal toenail would be. And so once we had the cast of her foot, we were able to go ahead and do patterns of the shoes.
So you do a cast of the foot and then go back into the shop and try to build a shoe around that cast.
Size 20 shoe.
Yeah, right? I thought I had a big foot. I mean, I have a hard time buying shoes because I have a big foot. I wear size 14 shoes, but these are huge, right?
20.
Yeah, so one, on one foot was about 18 inches all the way around on her left foot, which was her normal foot. The other foot was about 21 inches from front to back and about 18 inches wide.
And how does one put a shoe on an elephant?
Very carefully.
and Joe, I mean, how is Shanti doing with these shoes? I mean, I'm sure that she... can you tell whether she thinks that they're comfortable or not? Is she trying to take them off? I mean, she's trying to shake them off.
So she had been in shoes before, and there's a couple of different companies that have made shoes for elephants in the past. The ones that we did were a little bit different construction than the Teva ones. The Tevas are a bit softer, and so I think those are the ones that she's kind of wearing around on a daily basis. Ours, when we designed them, were designed to be super durable, and that if they when they put medication in it, that nothing could really kind of get into the shoe.
Right.
And so they use those every once in a while, but she's mostly in the Teva shoes.
What does something like that cost?
About $1,900.
Wow.
Pair.
Yeah.
We had a couple of guys here that were really instrumental in putting the shoes together, the Napoleon and Fausto, and they did a great job, and it was really kind of a team effort. We had a company down in Georgia that donated the material that goes around the top, and so it was really kind of a team effort in getting everything put together.
All right, and according to the articles that I've read, as a result of your shoe and the other shoe that has been built that allowed them to give them some medical treatment and provide medicine to the toenails and other, the Shanti's feeling a lot better and sort of frisky these days.
Yeah, she's doing much, much better, and the toenail that was that was sticking out 2 or 3 inches has now shrunk down significantly,
and that's
great.
A result of your shoes. Well, that's awesome.
That is great.
Yeah, and of course the team of veterinarians at the zoo, they had a lot to do with it.
All right, Joe. Good. Listen, thank you so much, and thank you for your work on behalf of Shanti,
yes.
The elephant.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you all very, very much, and have a great day.
Joe Stern, maker of elephant shoes. It's now 8:24 on WML.
Hair loss, the confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIR.
You need to stop what you're doing and listen very carefully, because if you've been wanting new windows for your home, I, Brian Wilson, your friend and radio buddy, have an announcement that you need to listen to. Tobbs Creek Window, the company that does it all, design, build, and install windows that are custom-made for your home and unique climate. Well, they've got a special going on right now. If you buy three windows, you get one window free. Buy three, get one free, and it's a chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bill year-round. Increase the value of your home, the comfort of your home. It's a no-brainer. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get the lowest prices of the season. Once again, if you want new windows for your home, if you want to get the energy efficient savings that come with new windows, then improve the value of your home and buy three windows, get one free. Call right now and set up an appointment. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details or call them right now at 855-57-CREEK. The number again, 855-57-CREEK. Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek. It's now 8:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitman, the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, busy rush hour, but the better news in Great Falls reopened is the Georgetown Pike that had been shut down for a while with the crash at Lee Mill Road. A lot of the traffic takes Route 7 as the alternate. So Route 7, we have big delays, and now we have a crash. Eastbound 7 before you get to the toll road at Lewinsville Road. You're under police direction there. Still with the accident investigation in Centerville on 29 as you come off of 66 at Macon Road. Do watch. It looks like some traffic, they might be allowing some traffic to get by there. But again, you might want to try to avoid 29 huge backups trying to get out of the battlefield area. 395 delays out of Newington to cross the 14th Street Bridge. The accident westbound freeway, Case Bridge before the 14th Street Bridge cleared, but big delays there. And heading through Brandywine Crossing, still watch for police at the scene of the crash. Northbound 301 at Chatsford Road. Traffic update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record set in 1939 of 100 degrees. Maybe threatened today. I don't think we're going to get there, though. A mix of cloud, sunshine, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm in 97. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees at 827.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
Calling all men, get a special offer on Viagra and Cialis. 50 pills plus 10 free pills for just $99. Yeah, you heard it right. 50 pills plus 10 free pills for $99. Hurry up and call now. 1-800-781-1219. That's 1-800-781-1219. And have pleasure with your partner. So what are you waiting for? Operators are standing by. Call 1-800-781-1219 today. Be the man you were meant to be. HerbalStore247.com.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Inova Network offers both? Inova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Inova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Inova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at inova.org/near you. Inova. Join the future of health.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Coming up, we'll be talking to Jake Tapper with CNN. 8:30, time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump's generals reduced to rubble comment in a broadcast national security forum last night brought a rebuke today from President Obama just before he left Laos.
On the other side of the world, it was attention-grabbing when Donald Trump made this assessment about the fight against ISIS during the NBC News Commander-in-Chief Forum.
Under the leadership of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the generals have been reduced to rubble.
Responding in a news conference, President Obama generalized that Trump is full of contradictions and wacky ideas.
I don't think the guy's qualified to be president of the United States. Every time he speaks, that opinion is confirmed.
At the end of a trip that included a G20 summit and Southeast Asia Leaders Conference, Mr. Obama reasserted that world leaders, by and large, are very worried about a possible Trump presidency. Bob Costantini, Washington.
We're getting a first look at some 2009 emails between Hillary Clinton and Colin Powell.
2 days after Clinton was sworn in as Secretary of State, she wrote to Powell asking what the restrictions on his BlackBerry were. Powell, who used an older version of a smartphone during his tenure, responding, "What I did do was have a personal computer that was hooked up to a private phone line so I could communicate with a wide range of friends directly without it going through the State Department servers."
Correspondent Manu Raju. Meanwhile, FBI Director James Comey has told agency employees the decision to forego criminal charges in the Hillary Clinton email investigation was not a close call. In an internal memo, Comey says there really wasn't a prosecutable case. The Federal Transit Administration is questioning the effectiveness of Metro's SafeTrack initiative in preliminary inspection reports obtained by the Washington Post. FTA inspectors report their concerns that SafeTrack is not as effective as it should be. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,526, the NASDAQ at 52,87. Sports marking his first start off the disabled list, Steven Strasburg was forced to leave in the third inning last night with another injury. The Nats won the game. The O's lose to Tampa Bay, WNBA to Mystics win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through September, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide.
The Window Man can. The Window Man.
See us for saving details.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card?
Nope, that's part of it. But identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, Tony Braxton, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Join me, Chris Plant, Thursday, September 22nd at the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the Hilarious Dishonors Awards. Visit mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off the ticket price. mrc.org/gala.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Centerville, you're moving through again. Northbound 29 Lee Highway reopened just off of 66. That had been shut down for quite some time with the accident investigation. 29, still big delays leaving Groveton, heading through the battlefield, just trying to get up to 66, so plan for that. Through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, it's one solid lineup and actually extending up through to the Beltway for the eastbound ride. Out of Newington, jammed across the 14th Street Bridge. Route 7, eastbound crash before the toll road at Lewinsville Road, making our travels 270 through Urbana, most of the way down through to the Beltway with that stop and go as well. To the Wilson Bridge, you're back near St. Barnabas Road and on the Suitland Parkway. The latest problem, the crash inbound after Alabama Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, no rest from the heat now as we'll continue to see the numbers go up. Hotter than yesterday today. 97, 100th the record set in 1939. Isolated showers, thunder showers in the forecast. Warm, humid night tonight, 78. Friday afternoon, showers and thunderstorms, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Warrenton, 77 in Beltsville, 77 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson in the house alongside Sherilyn LeBon, who was joining us here, filling in for Larry O'Connor. We'll be back soon. He'll be back soon. And joining us on the line right now, Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead and State of the Union on CNN. Good morning to you, Jake. How are you?
Good morning.
I want to talk about the Commander-in-Chief form. I know it wasn't on your network, but I mean, everybody's talking about some of the first time we've seen these two together sort of in proximity, even though they were on the stage together, talking about military issues and national defense issues and national security issues. The way I'm sort of reading it, I've seen some people who think that that Trump won. I've seen a lot of assessments that that it was pretty much a draw. How did you get to chance to see any of it, and what was your thought about it?
I tend not to really look at forums in terms of who won or who lost. I thought it was a very interesting moment. I thought there was a lot of news created in terms of what Mr. Trump thinks should be done in the Middle East in terms of occupying Iraq, in terms of taking their oil. And I thought the comments he made about suggesting basically that President Obama is worse than Vladimir Putin and a worse leader than Vladimir Putin, I thought that was certainly very newsworthy as well. Hillary Clinton, a lot of questions for her about the email server, and obviously she's getting a lot of people are saying that she was very defensive about that. I thought it was an interesting forum. I'm just kind of digesting all the news. What did you think?
Well, my sense of it is that there were good and bad moments for both candidates, but I think the expectations for Trump were not as high as they were for Clinton, and so when he did a fairly good job, I think he came off overall as being sort of doing quite well in that environment. And Byron York, for example, of the Washington Examiner, wrote this morning he thought that this bodes very well for the coming debates. I think I tend to agree with that assessment.
I think that's a legitimate idea and a legitimate interpretation. I kind of don't buy into the idea that if a candidate, goes on stage and doesn't soil him or herself, that somehow that's
good.
Well, that's where we've gotten to in this campaign.
That's right.
All right. Cheryl Lynn?
So, Jake, your network just came out with this this latest national poll showing significant, just
tightening,
right? They're locked in a virtual tie. I'd love to get your take on this.
Well, I never put too much stock in any one poll. I think most pollsters say, look at an average of four or five polls if you really want to know where the race is. But that said, I think it's hard to escape the conclusion, even if you don't buy the top line numbers of the new CNN ORC poll, it's hard to escape the conclusion that the race isn't tightening quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that Donald Trump has made significant gains with married women, with independent voters. In our poll, he's up by 20. Hillary Clinton cannot lose that voting block by 20 points.
Can I stop you there? Independent voters up by 20. That's a really significant number.
Exactly.
Do you have any sense at all why that might be?
No, I don't. I would say that analyzing what's happened in the last month, he has been quote-unquote disciplined. He has been sticking to teleprompters, despite his past denunciation of people who use teleprompters. He's been pretty closely and faithfully adhering to what's on the teleprompter. He has not given a lot of interviews outside his comfy Fox News milieu, so there have not been moments where he's been challenged, and there have not been moments where he has said things that have tripped him up. Conversely, in terms of the news, there's been a lot of news about the FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton servers. There's been some probes and questions about the overlap between the Clinton Foundation and the Hillary Clinton State Department. So, generally speaking, I'd say he was out there and disciplined in August, and she was fundraising and not out there and facing bad headlines. And the Clinton people will tell you that they always thought the race was going to tighten. They never thought it was going to be a cakewalk. So I don't know, but it's certainly tightening. And for anybody out there who thinks that there's no chance Donald Trump has to win the race, I just disagree, and the polls would suggest that as well.
And Jake, what do you make of this situation with Hillary and women voters? She's certainly not doing as well as I think some may have predicted she was going to do.
Yeah, I think, it's amazing. She leads so significantly. She's still ahead with women voters.
Right.
She leads very significantly with unmarried women voters. And then she is losing, in our latest poll, she's losing married women voters to
right.
Donald Trump. She needs to, obviously, that's a group she needs to shore up. There's a lot of talk about, the secret Donald Trump vote. People who are pro Donald Trump but don't really talk about it, don't really admit it, maybe they don't tell pollsters about it, and a lot of Trump supporters think that there is this secret undervote that really maybe his polls are about 2 points up than that, kind of like
people who don't want to admit that they might vote for him, right?
Yeah, they feel like pollsters might look down their noses on them, or they just don't admit it or whatever. I wonder. Sometimes I do wonder also if there's a secret Hillary Clinton vote, that if there are a bunch of women voters out there who don't tell pollsters that they're going to vote for her, but maybe in the privacy of the voting booth, they will change their mind. I don't know. I mean, this is such a confounding election and so difficult to predict. I mean, if you look at the state-by-state polls right now, Hillary Clinton is still favored. I mean, she's still ahead in the battlegrounds where she needs to be ahead. Although I think Iowa and Ohio are big question marks for her right now. But that said, you know, Donald Trump has certainly had a good few weeks.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Jake Tapper from CNN. State of the Union, you got Elizabeth Warren on State of the Union this week.
We'll have Elizabeth Warren on, and we'll also have Bob Corker on today to weigh in on the Commander-in-Chief Forum on that unnamed network.
Network that shall go unnamed. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Jake.
Bye, Jake.
844 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
A stroke can strike lightning fast. When it does, minutes matter. The George Washington University Hospital is designated as a comprehensive stroke center, the highest stroke care designation available. That means we care for the most complex stroke patients in the D.C. area. Don't let a stroke strike you. Visit gwstrokecenter.com to take a free stroke risk assessment. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395, big delays this morning leaving of 95. Really just north of 644. Solid lineup to cross the 14th Street Bridge. In the backups near the Pentagon, they just moved an incident over to the shoulder. DC 295 leaving the Beltway. So if you're crossing, say, from the Wilson Bridge area, 295 jammed northbound. Go in on the Douglas Bridge to South Capitol Street to go over the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. We had an earlier accident near the Case Bridge. That's before the 14th Street Bridge. George Washington Parkway with solid lineup. We had the crash in Centerville, now reopened as 29. As you come off of 66, northbound 29, Lee Highway reopened, no longer detoured, but still with some of those lingering delays big time. As you make your trip on 270, major delays Urbana and down through to the Beltway. 202 inside the Beltway, just off of 50, but before you get to 704 with the closure in each direction for the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, no rest from the heat now as we'll continue to see the numbers go up. Hotter than yesterday today, 97, 100's the record set in 1939. Isolated showers, thunder showers in the forecast. Warm, humid night tonight, 78. Friday afternoon, showers and thunderstorms, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees at 847. You know, I was really surprised to see this morning. I was very surprised to know that on this day, 50 years ago, was the debut of the original Star Trek series on NBC. It doesn't seem like it's been 50 years, but it indeed is true. It was the first time that we knew about Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock and Bones and Scotty and Sulu and Chekhov and Lieutenant Uhura all first came known to us and began a sort of an incredible run of a Star Trek Enterprise that has had lasted all these many years, but it all started some 50 years ago on this day. And Sherilyn Blonde, we were talking earlier about this, whether or not you're an original Star Trek person or whether you like the next generation, because, you know, most Trekkies fall into one category or the other. Either you love Captain Kirk or you love
Picard.
Ba-ba-ba! Jean-Luc Picard and Riker and Data and Worf and all those guys that we later came to know in the series that ran, I guess, what, in the 80s, right?
Right.
Where were you?
I am definitely an original fan. I love Kirk, Leonard Nimoy. I got to stay with that.
Yeah, you know, here's the amazing thing. There have been so many different iterations of the Star Trek thing. You had the original series, and then those guys came back and did some movies, and then there was the Next Generation, and those guys did some movies, and all of those guys are a little long in the tooth now. And so
it was Deep Space Nine. Didn't that come next?
There were some smaller efforts that did not catch on quite as big as the first two did. And then there were the new remake of the movie with Christopher Pine as Captain Kirk, which I think is an exceptional job.
Very good.
Done by J.J. Abrams. And J.J. Abrams has done a great job not only that, but with the Star Wars franchise. And Abrams we trust when it comes to these matters, apparently. And there's apparently, here's the CBS next year is going to have a brand new television Star Trek series that they're going to run during prime time, I think it is. So it's going to be quite an interesting Star Trek run. They've been around forever, and they keep cranking right on, exploring, the space, the final frontier. Now, which of the technology that they had back in Star Trek, a lot of it's come to pass.
Right.
I mean, the communicators are like our flip phones. The little devices they would hand the captain. Captain, here's your report on this. It was a little chip, right? Well, that's like a flash drive.
Yeah, it's like a flash drive.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that we see. What's the one thing that you wish you could have out of the Star Trek bag of tricks?
Cloaking device from the Wrath of Khan.
Oh, you want one of those Romulan cloaking devices, right?
I want a cloaking device. Mm.
For me, I would want to be able to use to be able to beam from one place to the other. I think if somebody said to me one day, if you were a gazillionaire, what would be the first thing you'd do? I said I'd buy a jet so I can go quickly to one place or the other.
That's why I want my cloaking device. Yeah, I'd buy a jet and have the cloaking device.
Well, there you go.
Right?
I was thinking, well, you don't even need a jet if you could just. I think I'd like to have lunch in Hawaii today. Oh, we'll beam you right over. Wouldn't that be the most amazing thing to be able to do that?
Right.
And I wish that technology could. Somebody said replicator. They want a replicator, and that would be great.
That would be good.
You come home and at the end of a long day, and you want a nice meal, and you just say
quickly, salmon and
make
salad.
Make me a steak, please.
Right.
Yeah, and tea, Earl Grey, hot. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
It would be nice. Well, anyway, long story short, 50 years now, and it all started right on the NBC network. And I got to tell you, at the time, I completely missed it. When I was a kid, and this all came on. There were two schools of thought on my playground at John Ireland Elementary in Odessa, Texas. One was you either a Star Trek guy, or you were a guy who did Lost in Space. And I was a Lost in Space guy. And I didn't really come into appreciating Star Trek until it ran later in syndication.
Yeah.
And you know what? For a lot of people, that's where they first actually saw it. They didn't watch the original series on TV. It didn't actually run all that many years. But they later came to appreciate Kirk and Bones and all those guys by watching it in syndication.
Yeah, I have to admit I watched
after
it in syndication as well. After school.
That's right.
Yes.
You would rush home.
Yep.
I remember this in middle school, rushing home, so I didn't miss but a couple of minutes of the start of the Star Trek in afternoon.
Scotty, we're running out of time.
Captain, I'm working as fast as I can.
Aye, Captain, I'm giving her all she's got, but I don't think she'll hold together much longer. I mean, and the Bones talking about the great line. I'm a doctor, damn it. Not a bricklayer. Remember that one? That was a great one. Great things that have come
and
to our
Spock,
past.
Everything Spock said was interesting and funny. And
fascinating, Captain. It is now 8:52.
The needs of the many
outweigh the needs of the few.
Or the one. Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
It's a culmination of 20 years of work. What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL. Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
So the kids are back to school, and that means it's time to get your home back to clean. Larry O'Connor here for Zero Res, the absolute best carpet cleaning company. They're the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery, and the clean I got was truly amazing. Honestly, it was like I got a brand new house of carpet without the big expense. The dirt, odors, wine spills, stains, and traffic marks are all gone and didn't return once the carpets quickly dried. The Zero Res process is unduplicated thanks to their toxic-free empowered water system that leaves behind zero residue. So if you have a cleaning now, your carpets will still be looking great when the holidays come around. Don't have carpet? No problem. Zero Res deep cleans hardwoods, laminates, tile, and grout surfaces too. Do what I did. Call Zero Res and ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the district, 14th Street and Constitution Avenue crash gone. Big delays across the 14th Street Bridge and 395 most of the way, leaving Landmark, George Washington Parkway still solid lineup. Getting down to the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, and the 14th Street bridges on Route 7 eastbound. You're really hung up this morning. We have a crash before you get to the toll road near Lewinsville Road. Result of that, major delays. 270 will be a while to clear this through Urbana, off and on down to the lane divide with that solid lineup of traffic. Better in Columbia, crash gone, 29 as you approach 32. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The run of summertime heat continuing now. The 90-plus days continuing. 97, not a record, though. Stray shower, stray thunderstorm today on a west breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees, 8:56.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you know, when you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, what if I have problems with this car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Well, here's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. Ted Britt has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you can have confidence in these guys. And you'll be thrilled with the deals they're going to give you, because at Ted Britt, you'll find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock, with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. But that's not all. Ted Britt also has two Harley-Davidson locations, tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. Go ahead and schedule your next service with Ted Britt right now so you can see the kind of service you're going to get. Visit one of their nine great locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-694-2640 now. That's 800-694-2640 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-694-2640 to learn more. 800-694-2640. That's 800-694-2640. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit Inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
Well, I'd like to say a very appreciative thank you to Sherilyn LeBond for coming in and filling in for Larry again.
Well, it was my pleasure.
I think we have Katie Pavlich lined up to be back tomorrow. And looky there, it's our friend Chris Platt.
Looky. You see Gary Johnson this morning?
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yes, we heard.
What's a lepo? What's a lepo? It's a spot on your neck, but don't worry about that right now, Senator. Hospital? What is it? It's a big building with doctors, but that's not important right now. Good stuff. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump last night on the television. Matt Lauer taking a flogging. All kinds of fun. Coming right up.